What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. My name is Dukes. I got the crew with me. Keith, Griff, what's up, fellas?
What up? What's going on, world?
Also, this week, you know, the past week, actually, since the last time we had him on, there's been a lot happening in the wrestling world, so we thought it was only right to bring back the ABC Pod's ringside correspondent. Scally, what's up, dude?
Nothing much. Good to be back.
Man, before we get into Scally, last time you were here, man, we kind of screwed you. We didn't hit you with the icebreakers. It's only right that we hit you with it this time.
First, what is that shirt? Number one.
What do you mean?
Well, this shirt?
Yeah.
This is a wrestler from Japan.
It says the American Nightmare Cody.
He's
from Japan.
Well, he's American.
Obviously. Oh, okay. He's but Japanese American.
He's straight American.
He's giving the Japanese American nightmares.
So he's So his gimmick is he's in the Bullet Club, which is New Japan, the foreign heels. So like all American guys are in it, and so that's why his nickname's the American Nightmare. His dad was also Dusty Rhodes, a legend, whose name was the American Dream. So
of course.
Kind of a play on that.
Okay.
His dad was an American wrestler from down south in like the 80s and wrestled Ric Flair a lot. Ooh. Dusty Rhodes. People probably know him. But yeah,
speaking
this
of
is
that,
his son.
Can I get two claps and a Ric Flair from you?
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about.
It's Friday, boy.
Well, Scally, what I was saying though is before we get into all the good wrestling stuff and the theory and even the icebreakers, I want to ask you guys, how's everybody doing?
Horrible.
Wow. Why is that, Timmy?
I woke up today.
No,
doing great. Oh, dude.
Damn, all right.
Jeez.
Griff, you okay, dude?
A guy at my work, every time you ask him how he's doing, that's what he answers.
Jesus, man. Yeah. Wow. He's scaring us.
He's a hippie, too. He's the least happy hippie I've ever heard.
That was the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody, if I just rained on your parade.
Keith, how are you doing better good. Than that?
Of course, so. Obviously, man.
Jesus,
I'm high on life every day.
Guys,
are you kidding me?
It's Friday, guys.
Just life, huh?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like him.
Scally, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. You know, came off a long week of work and last weekend wrestling.
Just all wrestling stuff.
Yeah, it took a toll. Even I was like, yeah, it's too much now. So wow. I had to take a couple breaks.
It wore you out.
Yeah.
That's good, though. If you have that much, for Scally to have that much wrestling, he's still got to love it.
I can't imagine how much wrestling that must have been.
Well, we'll get into it.
It was a lot.
We'll get into it. Guys, man, I'm kind of hurting. A couple days ago, I was eating like some chicken, right? Like the chicken tenders. What are the kind that you buy at the store that like they're not breasts, they're not thighs, but they're like little strips,
like processed, like stuck together.
Are they breaded?
No, you know, like the stuff that you cook. I don't know. I think they're just
just chicken breasts.
Just tenders. No, not breasts.
They're probably like chicken cutlets, bro. Like,
well, I don't know.
Something.
Either
I
way,
either. I don't cook. So.
Either way, well, I'm cooking, right? And they're supposed to be boneless. Okay, that's the reason I buy them. So I cook them, don't see any bones or nothing like that. I even cut a lot of them up, nothing like that. So I started eating them. And I'm just probably part of the problem was I was eating them kind of like a savage, just being a Hoosier. But I'm just going to town on this chicken, right? And then all of a sudden, it just so happens that I just clank, man, like right on my top tooth and my front tooth, right there. I mean, super hard, about a bone the size of like your fingernail.
Yeah.
Just caught right there, dead even in between my teeth. And it was one of them, it was so painful that I mean, that was like 3 days ago. And I'm still feeling like if I drink anything hot or super cold, I'm like tingling. And it's just, I'm struggling. I'm really struggling.
You know, I'm sorry to say this, but chickens have bones. Like, you can't guarantee it.
Breaking news.
I know. You're supposed to be a boneless package, you know. It's, I mean, that's what I get for trusting.
You can't trust.
Was it Tyson? Was it Tyson chicken?
No,
no, it was probably just from the market.
Yeah,
I guess. Like,
what market?
I don't know. It's like from a grocery store.
Well, yeah, but
well,
like,
they're on blast now. So
yeah, always Aldi.
Grocery stores.
Oh yeah, Aldi's, you're on blast, dude. You guys are on the bad side, bro.
Get right. Those bones out of your cutlets, you bastards.
But yeah, I remember a dude from my work telling me a story. He used to work at a restaurant,
yeah.
And like the cook made this waitress cry one night because like a customer was complaining she had a bone in her boneless fish, and she told the cook, and he just looks at her and goes, yeah, fish have bones. There's nothing I can do about it.
It's not really like,
I'm not God. I can't live without bones.
I mean, that's probably not the best thing to say if you're a chef, though. It's probably not the best thing to say.
Yeah. So, I mean,
there's some cooks out there who just don't give
a damn. I'm not going to lie. If I like, was that person and that cook said that to me, I probably
wouldn't be coming back. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, this is a boneless fish sandwich, yeah. though.
Right. Might be some fisticuffs. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm struggling from that. So if you're out there listening and you hear any kind of lisp action or anything weird, it's just blame it on. I'm going to blame it on the tooth.
Blame it on the cutlet, people. Blame it on
all these chicken. Watch out there. Okay. Let's get into some icebreakers. We had Skelly on last time. We kind of screwed him, like I said. And, you know, I just feel like people understand that you're a wrestling guy, but do they really know? You know, they don't know Skelly any deeper, than the wrestling life. And so I really don't have any crazy ones. I want to hit you with our generic, the generics that we hit people with.
I think I know what's coming first.
Hit them with the first one, man.
First one, ketchup or mustard?
Barbecue sauce.
Get out of here.
I don't do either of those. I don't do ketchup. I don't do mustard.
What do you mean?
I don't like ketchup or mustard. Or ranch. Hot take.
You're going to like ranch. You're going to have to leave, son.
Okay. I only like barbecue sauce and hot sauce. What? Very picky.
What?
Okay.
Nobody has ever said hot sauce on your hot dog?
Well, not on a hot dog, but I'm just saying in sauces in general.
Only condiments.
Yeah, only condiments.
Okay.
What do you put on a hot dog?
Either barbecue sauce or just go straight.
Oh, my. You eat a straight dog?
Follow up question to this hot dog.
Yeah.
Boil, barbecue, or microwave?
Oh, my God. Like, what do I prefer?
Everyone's going to barbecue.
I mean, barbecue is what I prefer. I mean,
I don't boil it
or I won't microwave it.
How about you wrap it in bacon and deep fry?
That was barbecue. Yeah,
now we're talking.
Yeah. Everybody's going to barbecue.
I mean, I've had boiled hot dogs as a kid, but not in my adult life.
Okay, man. I roll boiled hot dogs.
They're not bad. I used to boil hot dogs all the time.
Yeah. I'm not against it.
We used to boil a bunch of hot dogs, wrap them, boil, bring them to the Cardinals game when I was growing up.
Oh, right on.
That was the Griffin special, all right?
That's some frugal shit. That's a good idea.
My parents were balling on a budget, all right?
Hey, hell yeah.
Hey, dude, Busch Stadium, sure. If you're listening to anybody from Busch Stadium Security, next time Griff's in the ballpark, frisk him.
Frisk me. I got hot dogs on me.
I got hot dogs. You got pocket dogs?
I got pocket dogs.
Griff's going to walk. That guy's going to be like, hey, that guy looks like he's got some hot dogs on him.
Yeah, well, I do. Because I do.
If I was ever accused of having hot dogs on me.
Hey, you got hot dogs on you, man?
Griff would get all defensive. Like, no, I... What kind of question is it? Even though he has this like six in his pocket.
This is racial profiling, sir. You think I have hot dogs on me?
Well, Skelly, I got. I don't know, man. I'm going to start thinking of you differently after that one. That's the craziest answer I've ever heard. But let's move on here. Number two, kins or puppies?
Oh, puppies for sure.
Yeah, you got a dog yourself.
I got two dogs actually.
Two.
Yeah. Well, Louie dog, the original, and then my fiance's dog, Chester.
Chester. Louie's still an ass.
To people who doesn't like.
He doesn't like me.
Louie's like you.
So
he does not like you.
He never liked me. Even when I'd be at his house every weekend, man, that dog would just be going nuts.
He did not like you. For some reason, you were one of the people he didn't like.
I don't blame the dog.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's hurtful.
Skelly, number four here. Are you a loofah or bar soap kind of guy?
What is this?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. I'm a loofah guy. Same. I haven't used a bar soap probably in years.
Same here. Same. I'm with you. Guy.
Okay.
Dove for men or Irish Spring.
Irish Spring's where it's at. Yeah.
We've heard a few Irish Springs in here.
Yeah, that's where it's at. But you gotta be careful though, because one time I bought the Irish Spring. It's got like it's the exact same bottle, but right in the logo, there's like a little strip of blue.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that like burns when you put it
in. Oh, it's like the mint. Not mint, but something like that.
I like that stuff, man.
Yeah, it's like sparkling.
You like the tingle?
I like the peppermint soap type stuff. It's good.
You get that stuff in your face, like in your eyes, and you're in trouble.
It's a true Irishman right there.
You feel real clean, man.
Just constant conflict you have to have. There's nothing else to fight, so I'm going to force my body to fight.
Goddamn Britishman.
Skelly, next one here. What kind of food would you win an eating competition in? Or dish. It goes for like a dish. I mean, if it's like a dish or something, same thing.
Yeah. I'd probably say steak. I don't know. I can haul some steak down. Like, I've always wanted to do one of those like big
What are they, like the size of your head, or yeah, like 20 pound ones?
Yeah. They always like one cut of every kind of steak.
I always wanted to try that. I mean, steak's like just my stuff.
A 60 ouncer in Texas or something crazy like that.
I know I probably wouldn't do it. I wouldn't win it, but I would just want to try it. Just so you
probably put barbecue sauce on it.
No, no, I'm not a savage. I
mean, whoa.
I can feel the meat.
If you do anything any condiment on a steak?
I know.
No, exactly. If you do anything, any condiment on it, or you do anything higher than medium rare, you're
A1's okay.
I'm medium.
I'm okay. Medium's okay, but I mean, if you're going higher than that,
you guys object to steak sauce?
I'll do it in certain cases, but yeah.
If it's not a good steak.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't hate it, but
I was just trying to make fun of him for that terrible ketchup mustard answer. Okay, that's all.
Really
I was trying to do.
Unacceptable.
Next one. Who's your favorite movie action star? We go around with this all the time.
Of all time,
yeah,
I'd probably have to go Arnold.
Me and Scally, we're on it. We're on it together here.
He's the man, you know.
I don't even remember who I said on this one back in the day.
I don't know. I hated Bruce Willis or somebody.
Yeah, I know.
You said Bruce Willis.
I said Bruce Willis was.
You probably
in my
said
top five
what's
for
the
sure.
dude with the ponytail fat guy?
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Seagal. Yeah, you look like a Seagal guy.
The Russian ambassador.
he's been a cop for 22 years. If you didn't know.
Yeah, somehow.
By the way, if you're out there and you're skimming through Netflix, you can find about. You can find some old solid Steven Seagal movies, but you know what blew my mind actually?
Don't do it.
You cannot find any solid Steven Seagal movies anywhere.
What really blew my mind, one night I was doing the classic thing where you go like, oh, I want to watch Netflix, and then you literally just go through the entire site because you're like, I don't want to watch it.
Yep.
So I'm going through. There is like no joke. Somebody look this up when you're out there and you're going through Netflix. The next time you go through Netflix, let me know. But I could have swore that I saw about 6, maybe even 7 Nicolas Cage movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on there left and right, for sure.
Seriously, though, there's so many Nicolas Cage movies. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm trying to figure out who's watching. I don't know who's watching those. You good?
Yeah.
People who have nothing to do and have gone through all their Netflix already, so they're just
crazy. They're like, hey, I know what we can really bore people with. Let's just unload all of these Nicolas Cage movies.
There are people who live just to mock Nicolas Cage. So people,
have you seen that?
People are watching those just to find good clips.
Nick Cage is a good actor.
He's like a vampire.
It's like a 10-minute video of him just all his freakouts compiled together on YouTube.
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's called Nicolas Cage Losing His Shit.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever.
Go watch it.
That
have you guys ever checked his IMDb page? Like his history? I don't even know his...
After like 2007, he started doing like 15 shit movies.
National Treasure was a national treasure.
National Treasure 2, also a national treasure.
I'm not even talking about quality. The guy, he's made like over 300 movies. Like, I mean, his page is unreal.
He went super broke. He went bankrupt at one point.
Oh, really?
He started having to churn out B-list movies left and right.
Didn't he get a start because like his uncle is like a famous movie director?
Yeah. His uncle is somebody.
Somebody big.
It's not... John Voight, that's Angelina Jolie.
He was in National Treasure.
He was. That's what did it. That's his dad.
Is it the guy that made Apocalypse
Not real
Now?
Life, Tim. Stupid Tim.
Look I don't know about that, man.
No, it is real life. There's gold in them hills.
Enough Nicolas
Underneath
Cage
a
talk.
Church on Wall Street.
Last question for you, Scally here. And I was just thinking about this the other day because, you know, I was getting my average dose of Total Divas is back up in action.
Yeah, saw that.
And I was just wondering, if you were a single man, which diva do you think that you see yourself dating?
Oh, don't put him on the spot.
Damn, man.
He's got a fiance.
You're getting him in trouble.
I think she'll understand if it was a wrestling diva.
It's true.
I don't know if she will.
I always like...
If not, we can edit it out.
I always liked Paige.
Okay.
She's like the one from England. She's like my age.
She's in some trouble right now.
Yeah, she is. She's,
she got a sex tape running around.
She does
heard.
Have a sex tape running around. She's like...
Did you expect any less?
I did because personally, I think she's the least attractive one. Sorry, Scott.
No, she's different. She's got like the...
She's got, yeah, she's
the
like dark
rock,
clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock.
Yeah, it's different.
And she got the accent.
He likes the British accent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one more question.
Yeah, go ahead, Keith. That's all I got.
Hard shell, soft shell tacos.
Soft shell.
Bro, you're not going to find anybody that goes hard shell, man.
Bro.
You're not going to find anybody that says hard shell.
Am I that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind a hard shell, but I'm going soft shell.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, let me say this. The day that I go to Taco Bell with somebody and they say, hey, let me get this and this, because you know, you always get tacos like on the side.
Yeah.
You know, you get like a Crunchwrap or something. And you're like, let me get two tacos. The day that I see somebody, hear somebody say, yeah, let me get two hard tacos, I will literally be like, look at them like,
Keith?
Dude, you okay?
When's the last time we went to Taco Bell together? Hey,
dude, bro, you all right? You sick or something?
But do Doritos Los Tacos fall in that? Because they're hard shit.
Those are, and they're horrible.
They are, but so you don't like them? Nobody even buys them.
What? The fire ones are pretty good.
Dude. Did you just call the Doritos Locos Tacos terrible?
It's a gimmick, and they're bad.
Yeah, I don't see that.
It is a gimmick. That's
bro, those cool.
I mean, Taco Bell's whole thing is gimmick. Have you seen some of the stuff they're coming out with? It's
I just get the nachos. Ain't nothing gimmicky about that.
They got a
what is wrong with you, man?
Chicken chalupa now. It's just a chicken is the shell. Thanks, Keith. Have you seen that? There's a bunch. The naked one. Just
I ate it.
Is it good? I wanted to try it. I haven't tried it.
Oh yeah, it's like their version of the double down. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I ate that. It was great.
I bet it was. Yeah, I just love that. At one point, KFC just said bread.
Yeah,
bread.
Griff, that's
we're not doing bread.
That's I gave up.
Oh yeah,
I gave up on the chicken bread substitute sandwiches because of one. One experience I had in with the Columbia, Missouri KFC, I will never.
Did you get a bone in your breast?
No, it was.
Goddamn chicken cutlets.
It was actually worse. It was completely, almost still frozen, completely uncooked.
Oh, and, gross.
Was it pink?
Was it, the oil wasn't up to
I wonder if they're pre-cooked.
No, I mean, it was so cold that I don't even think it hit. I think somebody was like, here, put this in the fryer, and the guy thought like, oh, this is done. And it had the cheese and everything was like untouched. The cheese was felt like you just got a slice of cheese out the fridge. It was like
gross.
Yeah. And
I when you're cultivating mass like me, you gotta skip the carbs, straight protein. Just straight protein.
Okay. Chicken is bread, man.
Like
chicken
fight milk?
Is bread.
Yeah. Okay. Fight milk, a little crow milk, you know.
All right, well, let's move on. What do you guys say?
You've never seen that.
Is that your crow
milk?
Nope. No,
always
that one
sunny,
went right.
Crow milk?
So good. I don't remember that.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
No show, Mom. Okay. Well, we got the icebreakers out the way. Let's move on to the good stuff. We'll get into some wrestling stuff before. Then after that, we'll hit the theory. And then after that, we'll get some weekly weirdness and get out of here. But, Scally, I got some questions for you, man. This past Sunday, right, was WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
And, now, as far as wrestling goes, because you have to remember, at least me, you guys might be a little more familiar, but I'm completely clueless when it comes to wrestling. All I know is Total Divas, the show. That's all I know. But I saw a bunch of stuff on Twitter. It looked like it was in a humongous football stadium. Where was this at?
It was in Orlando in the Citrus Bowl, I think is what it's called.
So how many people were there? It looked like it was sold out.
Open-air stadium?
Yeah, it was open-air.
Oh, that's dope.
It looked gigantic.
Yeah, it was – I don't know what the final – they announced it, but I forgot to mark it down. That's my bad. But it was a lot of people. Yeah, it was sold out. They had – the entrance ramp was 80 yards to get –
80
from
yards.
When you walk out to the ring.
What?
So people
yards?
Were like.
That's like the whole field. Isn't
yeah, it?
It
was ridiculous.
Dude, how many stunts were happening before they hit the.
People were rink? Like. It was ridiculous. Like The Undertaker, who we'll get into later, his thing is, you know, he's an undead zombie type thing.
Well, yeah.
So he obviously. Walks really slow. His walk, it took him literally 8 minutes to walk down that whole thing.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Just his music playing, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Everyone else kind of like walked with some pep, you know, maybe even ran, did a little jog down there, but it was ridiculous. And then the ring was like, when they showed the big stadium, it was cool because you look in and just the little ring, and then there's just all these people
around
it.
There was a lot of
people. It was
pretty
cool, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay, and so the second biggest thing I think that happened, at least that the internet took a hold of, was the whole John Cena proposal.
Yeah, yeah.
What? I mean, I know, listen, at least on Total Divas, this is so embarrassing that I keep referencing this, but
it is.
She's been talking, what's her name, Nikki?
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah.
She's been talking about getting married forever, and Cena is, he's a cold-blooded man.
He is.
He does what John Cena wants to do.
Exactly. He's got his house rules.
The dude's a softy, though, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't.
His Make-A-Wish stuff?
No,
well, yeah, that, yeah.
Okay. Oh, his perspective.
Yeah, his personal.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah,
John Cena is great with
his character.
Yeah, his character's the worst,
great.
But he's a great person. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
But he's great.
I thought this was like real life. Sorry.
No, it is real life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
I know they're actually engaged in real life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, like, don't get it wrong. I mean, with the charities and all that stuff, he is great. Actually, I think he's done like most Make-A-Wish out of any athlete. Mm. I'm pretty sure. But he has like super. Like shoes off in the house, you don't do any like his
rules.
It's his rules,
yeah.
And he's against like having babies. He's against. He was for the whole duration of the show. He's like, I'm never getting married. Like just face, you know, all this stuff. He's like really like got his values, his rules, and he sticks by them.
Did he finally cave?
He caved.
He caved.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
Proposed in the middle of the rink, right?
He did, after the match. So their match was built on, it was a mixed tag match. It was John Cena and Nikki Bella versus this other people.
Oh, my God.
The one guy's The Miz, who was on The Real World.
Yeah.
And his real-life wife, who was a former diva, but now her name's Maryse, and now she's back. So the whole angle was built on that The Miz and Maryse are really, because they truly are married in real life, that they're really in love, and this is a real thing. And then John Cena and Nikki's just for the show, and it's not even real. It's just like that. So they had a mixed match. John Cena and them, of course, won. And then, yeah, he proposed at the end, which I think...
Going out on top.
I think they were proposed in real life like months ago, and they just... I don't think that was the true proposal. I think they were...
Yeah.
I think they were, you know, proposed before, and they just never brought it in the news or whatever.
Because
it's... I mean, she... When you looked at her, she was like...
Yeah.
Obviously like, oh, but she wasn't like... She didn't look too surprised. Like, she knew. Or they knew it was going to happen.
Would have been a weird turn for the show if she would have said no.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Griff.
Just
Chris, you're very negative today.
Yeah. Every day.
Just keeps going bad. So, all right, well, so let me ask you this. Those are two big things that I saw. What was your takeaways? I mean, fill us in. Like, what did you take away with WrestleMania and whatever else has happened between the period? When was the last time? It's been like a month or so, maybe even more than that.
Yeah.
The last time you're on.
Yeah, so the last time I was on, right before the Royal Rumble, which is what they call the kickoff to WrestleMania season.
Okay.
So it's like 2 months to build up to all the WrestleMania stuff. WrestleMania is basically like the Super Bowl. That's the only thing you can really compare it to. Big thing, you know. It's
biggest thing of the year.
Celebrities want to be involved. Gronk was there.
Yeah, I saw that.
In a match.
Yeah, I saw that.
His friend in real life is a wrestler, so he was sitting ringside, and they got him in. He threw a shoulder tackle to somebody.
Yeah,
so that's like,
that,
so like they always try to get like celebrities there and stuff, and they always have some musical performance. This year, sadly, was Pitbull, who's awful.
You're talking about Mr. Worldwide, bro?
He's terrible. He's terrible.
That's Mr. Worldwide.
And everyone hated that he was there, but for some reason they feel like they needed to bring him on. I don't know. It was terrible. But yeah, it's like the Super Bowl. They try to get it big going. But this year was 5 hours from the pre-show to the end, so it was a lot to take in. Yeah.
Five hours? That's an entire night.
Damn. Yeah,
it started at 4.
Wow.
And ended at like 11, a little past. So and you said more than 5 hours.
You watched that entire thing.
That math doesn't
add up. Yeah, it was like, no, it wasn't 4, it was 6, I guess.
Sounds like 7.
I don't know.
Sounds a lot like 7 to me.
It was so long that his mind is just.
Exactly. I didn't watch the whole thing. I fast-forwarded through some of the parts. I mean, it was on.
I mean,
I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
That's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's why I did short breakdowns, because it's a lot.
All right, well, hit us with some breakdowns.
The other thing, the other main thing was, The Undertaker retired, who I think everybody knows Undertaker.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
It was his last, officially, but his pretty much his last match.
Did he get a standing O?
He did get a standing O. So basically, let's talk about that match real quick.
What if you got a standing O from a full sold-out football stadium? That'd be the greatest feeling ever.
I think a lot of football players get that. But
really? I don't think so. A standing O? Who gets a standing
totally
O?
Totally happens.
But Undertaker, like, I feel like everyone knows
all
Undertaker.
The time. No.
You gotta know Undertaker. I mean, he's kind of a pop culture.
You're a hometown hero, you reference. Do something. Sure.
Yeah. No. Man. I'm sorry, Scott. Keep going.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But no, like I said, yeah, Undertaker, I think everybody knows him. You know, it's kind of a pop culture thing. You at least heard the name or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, so his thing was that he was an old school wrestler. You know, he's always been a gimmick. You never see him outside of the Undertaker persona. Like the other guys, like he's not on social media or anything.
Yeah.
The other guys are.
Dude, the mystery factor.
Exactly.
Yeah, ever like, now you say that, no one ever like takes a picture of like, there's Undertaker getting coffee.
Yeah, no.
It's not like,
uh-uh.
That is crazy. How does he stay so low key?
He's just an old school guy. He was around before social media and all that. Yeah, and
especially when he's like that gigantic of a human being.
He's like 7 foot tall.
How long has he been wrestling? Like 20 years?
I think he debuted in WWF in 91.
Oh.
Wow.
But he was wrestling before that too, so.
Yeah, his wrestling career is as old as Keith.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's 25
That's just
years.
His WWF career too. He wrestled in other stuff before, like smaller stuff.
Wow.
But yeah.
Shout out to The Undertaker, man.
Yeah, he retired. Shit. It was, he got standing ovation, and he lost because in tradition you lose. You call it, it's called going out on your back. You always lose your last match.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah, because you got to put over the guy you're wrestling. You usually wrestle like a younger guy, so like they beat you.
The show.
So
passing like the torch.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, pass the torch. Yeah. So Undertaker lost to Roman Reigns, who some people like him, some people hate him. He's The Rock's cousin in real life.
I don't think you like him.
I don't like him.
Heel or a face?
He's a face, but he gets booed out of the arena.
Nice.
Picking up the lingo.
Picking up.
But
man.
He's The Rock's cousin in real life.
Okay.
And he's getting this monster push. Like, Vince and all them love him. So, like, he's...
Because then they're going to bring The Rock back.
Exactly. They're trying to push him down because they think he's The Rock, but he's not. So, like, that's why when he got over, people were not happy that he beat The Undertaker. But yeah, Undertaker was kind of... It was, like, kind of a sad thing because he lost and then Roman Reigns left and then people kept... They kind of knew what was going on, so they started like chanting, like "thank you" and standing ovation for him. And then he got up, took his hat off, his gloves off, and his trench coat, and just kind of put him in the ring, and then walked slowly out.
Oh, that is badass!
And it was pretty cool. And then he like and he put his hand up like this at the end of the ring, and then they just went through the middle ring. Gets back to hell because that's where he's from. But yeah, it was kind of cool. Even if you don't like wrestling, it was a cool moment to see him like retire and everyone was like cheering for him. It was pretty cool.
That's almost like Peyton Manning going out in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
except for he lost.
Well, yeah, but
on purpose.
It's wrestling, guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he wanted to lose. That's
I could see
thing.
Though, but like as far as like devoted, dedicated, hardcore fans, like wrestling's got to be up there. And
for sure,
those people were probably legit losing it. I mean, they were
grown men older than me that were crying. They kept showing them.
I can only imagine.
They like grew up watching them. So
I can only imagine.
You know, also it's one of those things that's it's mocked by some people and stuff. So I think that makes for a harder core fan base. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like NASCAR. It gets lots of shit. Some people who love NASCAR really love NASCAR. Yeah. They have to defend their sport.
Yeah.
I'm sure when Dale died,
I guarantee you a lot of people cried for that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he was an icon for sure.
No doubt.
He built NASCAR.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, Undertaker definitely was like a transcending dude of our generation.
No doubt.
For sure.
I mean, like, even for somebody like me that has no idea about wrestling,
you know Undertaker.
I could point him out of a crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt.
So what else you got? What other hits you got over there?
So the other... couple of things. Like I said, Gronk was earlier. So they do this thing called the Andre Memorial Battle Royal.
Right on.
Which is like 20 dudes in a ring. It's just over the top rope thing.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw some on Twitter about that.
Yeah, so they put a bunch of guys in the ring. It's like in Andre the Giant.
It looked like chaos in there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
And then Andre the Giant, who was people probably know him too, who's like
an
giant dude. Yeah,
you gotta know.
So it's a big trophy for him. And then, so they do that Battle Royal every year. And then this year was just big because.
Does one person win that?
One person wins it. Yeah.
Who won that?
This guy named Mojo Rawley, who is.
Get it, Mojo?
Mojo.
He's Gronk's friend in real life, and that's when Gronk got involved. So.
He beat 20 people?
Yeah, so it's like, but you just got to push, you just got to eliminate him over the top rope. So it's like, it's more just like people ganging up and trying to eliminate people. So, but it's cool. It's a cool thing. And then that one was big because Gronk was there.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
He got a beer thrown at him, and then he got in the ring.
I saw that.
And threw a tackle at a guy, then got out. It was funny because there was this little security guard, woman security guard he's Gronk, he's huge, and she was like trying to hold him back, and it's just like nothing against women, but like even to make it a little more realistic, put like at least a big giant dude in front of him
because
we know he's gonna get involved. But it was kind of funny, but
maybe
that was
the point. Like,
yeah,
he's for sure about to
get it. But I'm surprised the Patriots actually, but apparently they cleared it.
Yeah, apparently he asked.
They let Gronk do whatever he wants.
I guess it's
they
true.
Really do.
He had that cruise
Gronk
last year.
Gronk has a crazy double standard.
Yeah,
compared to other athletes,
Think he's actually a really good dude, though.
I think he might be.
He's like really responsible,
and he doesn't
actually
get arrested ever.
Yeah, he's like the bro,
he likes to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's responsible.
He must know. He must know when to quit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just feel like I feel like I could definitely see him like calling up, like him being boys with Bob Kraft or whatever, and just calling like, "Hey, Bob, I'm just gonna let you know. Going on WrestleMania, I'm gonna chug some beers. Like, you cool with this?" He's gonna, Bob's like, "Hell yeah, man.
Exactly.
I'm gonna throw
a shoulder into somebody. It's all good.
Like, just don't get hurt. All right.
Yeah, really. Just don't get hurt."
No, I'm a giant Gronk fan, so don't take that as a
no.
As
right, a right there.
He's the only member of the Patriots that
but
I like, because he's
actually
just hilarious. But
now that you brought up, this was like an Andre the Giant match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever realized how like wrestling has woven into pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, huge.
For like the longest time now. That just kind of hit me because like Andre the Giant, Hulkamania, Goldberg, Stone Cold Steve Austin, like there's all these dudes that like I would recognize
that are
out.
Transcendent
for
figures.
Sure. Yeah. No doubt. For like never watching it, like
These dudes are big.
So that's why wrestling kind of blows my mind, is because it's such a to me, it's such a ridiculous, crazy thing. At the same point, like you said, growing up, and I could point all those guys out of a crowd.
Yeah.
I know, and I even know like what they, you know, they're not necessarily their taglines, but like their actions, you know, the Stone Cold. I mean, everyone knows these things.
Dude. Yeah.
And so it blows my mind that somebody like me and Griff, that like literally even grew up a kid, I never watched one match ever.
Never.
But still could point them out a crowd like, oh, there's Stone Cold. Oh, there's, you know, well, obviously The Rock. I mean, just people like, you know, whoever it is.
I was about to say, like, The Rock.
The Rock's,
I mean,
he's another level.
He's like the top grossing actor in America right now.
And last year, I think he made the most money last year.
Yeah. And I doubt, I mean,
from wrestling.
Yeah, I doubt he would have been that if he wasn't in wrestling.
I think there's no way.
He would have maybe been a football player, maybe played somewhere for a little bit and then been done.
I don't think so at all.
He wouldn't have.
He needed that launching board.
Exactly, and they like, gave him a live mic one time and he just took off.
But watch The Rock's best lines ever. They were amazing.
Yeah, they're so good. He used to tear people apart.
I used to watch those all the time, actually. Yeah. Never cared about wrestling, but somebody showed me that and I was like, that's amazing.
So what else, Kelly? What else you got for us?
We got that. Another old guy. So WrestleMania 2, they usually bring a lot of older people back to try to get people to tune into it.
Number 2, is that what you said?
Yeah, like, well, another point was like another guy he's been back for a little bit, but he's kind of an older guy. It's Chris Jericho. Another guy.
I've heard about that.
I know that. Yeah, I know that name also.
He's also a lead singer of a rock band called Fozzy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? He's a rock.
They're all right. I'm not a huge fan of them, but
their sandwich emporium is pretty good.
Exactly. But
wow, Griff.
Good. I like the black and blue. It's really good.
Wow. Thanks, Chris Jericho, for that Fozzy sandwich that Griff just ate.
But yeah, he came back and he wrestled his former best friend, Kevin Owens.
Former best friend.
So yeah, they had this whole program this past year where they were best friends. They were bad guys, and they used to just, you know, heal off on people. They're
just wreak havoc.
Just wreak havoc.
Oh,
and then,
right on.
And then Owens turned on Jericho, and Jericho became a face because everyone loves him.
Oh,
and obviously. Yeah, he's just an old guy.
Jericho
he's
probably
my.
That?
He's probably my top. He's definitely in the top five.
Wow.
Favorite wrestlers of all time.
Wait,
he's just been wrestling
Jericho?
For a long time. Yeah, he's been wrestling
of
for a long
all
time.
Ooh.
Yeah, of all time. He's
that's a high bar to clear
for a long time. Yeah.
That should have been my icebreaker, probably.
Top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. He's been wrestling for a while, but he had this match, and I think his band's going on tour this summer, so
he's like, I gotta get out of here.
He's leaving for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And then another name people probably know, the Hardy Boys return.
Oh, sure.
Heard them. They were the
and great books.
Yes. They solved a lot of mysteries.
In and outside of the ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they were guys came up in the 90s, and people liked from that year. They were known for like their ladder matches and stuff and doing flips, and they were gone for 7 years, but they came back finally.
Definitely heard about them. They were like pretty like they were all around them. Like they were doing like crazy like backflips and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like
they
were
kind of
like acrobatic
and stuff.
And stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah, that was their thing. They they were in a ladder match this WrestleMania, and they the one guy went off like a 20-foot ladder to flip.
No thanks.
And he's like 39, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, no thanks.
But yeah, they're back.
That's crazy at any age.
But they're back in. I got a video I'll show you guys after. But they're back in WWE now for a little bit. I'm trying to think some other
Hardy
points.
Boys back at it.
They're back.
I'm 25 and I'm not jumping.
Yeah, I'm not jumping off that either.
I'm jumping 10. No.
And then Shane McMahon, who is Vince McMahon's son,
I've heard of that.
In real life,
sure.
He had a good wrestling match. He wrestled this guy AJ Styles, who's probably the best wrestler in the world.
I know that name. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Shane, just his thing, his gimmick is that he just basically kills himself every match. Last year, he jumped off the Hell in a Cell.
He kills himself.
He just tries to. Like this match, he did a thing called coast
dark.
To coast, which
that
is jumping
dark.
From one ring or one post to the other post,
what?
And kicking a trash can in his face. He's insane, but it's crazy because he's the owner's son. Like he's gonna inherit this company.
The
he's
dude's
be
about
like,
to inherit an empire,
and he's just
and
out there
killing himself
in every match.
Good
he's,
for him, man.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you telling me this guy jumped from one corner of the ring to the other?
Yeah, it's called the coast to coast.
Oh my
god, it doesn't
god.
Sound possible.
Like he should be in the NBA.
Up.
Yeah. He's got hops for being old too, but yeah.
Wow,
damn.
Somebody signed this guy up.
Exactly. He's just funny because
it's not.
In my mind.
Well, it's not.
Physically, nothing's impossible with steroids.
It's true. But you guys are probably thinking
guys,
corner to
true.
Corner.
It's not,
you know the ring's a square. It's the same size.
Oh, so same size.
Why did everyone
so
agree with that?
So it's not diagonal. It's Yeah, I guess. Okay, I hear, but.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But it's still intense.
Oh, yeah. No, that's still, yeah, for sure.
And then I guess the other big, well, there's two other big matches to talk about. St. Louis Zone Randy Orton.
Oh, shout out.
He won the championship.
Yeah.
Beats, Bray Wyatt, who his gimmick is he's a hillbilly cult leader.
Oh, what?
That's a good gimmick.
So does he come out in a bed sheet?
No, he comes. No, not that bad.
What kind of cult leader?
Like he's from his. So many horrible jokes. He's from Louisiana, so he rocks with a fedora.
Oh,
black
yeah.
and Hawaiian shirts, which I respect. Got a long beard. He's got this like his entrance music is just like crazy. It's just like this southern rock, like slow jam, and then
makes sense.
The lights go dark, and everyone puts their phone up. And the light on, so it looks like a bunch of fireflies around. So you get the same dark. So like that's this thing is the fireflies come out. It's kind of cool. It's pretty cool to see. And then his gimmick's just crazy. It's kind of like a, it's not a knockoff Undertaker. I shouldn't say that, but it's one of those gimmicks that'll probably it's cool people think about that. And yeah, Randy Orton beat him.
Shout out to Randy though.
Yeah,
St. Louis. Big
time. Got to hold it up for him, even though. I don't think he deserved to win it, but hey.
Ooh.
It is what it is. Okay.
Where you at?
You're rooting for that cult leader?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
He's once you see him, you'll know why. He's just he's a
has
cool
it ever been,
I think, he's a man's
I think
man.
He's fallen, I think he's fallen under the cult spell.
Dude, I am.
Has the number of followers ever been released
of in his cult?
Yeah, direct.
He's trying to save the masses, is what he says. The whole WWE universe.
Well, aren't they all? Aren't they?
So his direct followers, there's only two. There was three.
They
had accompany him to the ring, but
he's trying to
get to all the fans.
It's a pretty shitty cult, man.
I know. He's working at it, you know? He's trying to get up there. Yeah.
You got to start somewhere, too.
Come on, man.
I think I could get one or two people.
No.
I can't think of anybody that would follow you, Griff.
And then
hurtful,
I guess.
Once again.
Maybe to a bar. That's about it.
I followed him to a bar.
I followed you to a bar, too. I agree.
See?
You know, okay, now we're talking.
That's where it starts.
I got it started.
I mean, if you eat that sock, I think I'd more people follow you.
The sock. Yes.
I heard last week.
You guys don't believe I'm Jesus then?
Maybe. I won't believe Jesus eat a sock.
If you.
I might follow you.
Still not eating the sock.
Eat your sock and provide us with beer. We might be able to talk.
All right.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to. You know, bring that up because I was listening last week and I'm in to pay. If you eat a sock,
see,
I'll pay
we got
money.
Another one in.
Said it once, said it twice. Not doing it.
$1,000, you wouldn't eat a sock?
Because you, I think, dude, you mentioned
sock.
Like, if that, what did you mention last time was the number? Like
200. It was like $250.
I'd eat a sock.
Can I cut it up?
Me too. So would I.
That's not, it's a sock.
Because otherwise I'm going to choke on it. Like, can I cut it up?
Yeah, I guess.
No. You got to eat it like a.
No, he's got to be able to cut it up.
Why?
Put some mustard.
I don't think you can.
Mustard is the proper condiment.
Mustard
for socks.
I want to see him eat it like a savage, just like straight
ripping it.
I'll die. I will choke and die.
Threat count's too high on a sock, bro.
We can get a really cheap one. We can go to like the dollar store and get like a dollar sock.
I ain't know what I look like.
You raised $250 to sock for $250.
I got
gold toe and
$250. That is not $2.
Listen,
but
for
I'm a classy man,
$250. That's like half my rent right now, man. I'd do a lot of things for $250.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, eating a sock would definitely be on the radar.
Doesn't seem that bad to me.
You sound more down to eat the sock than me, Nick. So
give me $200. I'll eat a sock easy.
We should maybe make that.
Can we start
a Kickstarter? Make Nick
yeah,
Dugan eat
really.
A sock.
Yeah, Kickstarter. I'll eat a sock. Anyway.
Okay. Two-thirds of the ABC podcast is going to eat a sock now.
Was Kelly, anything else that we should know about?
Well, the last, another last, I guess, big match would be Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg.
Oh, Brock came back.
Oh, Goldberg.
Goldberg is back.
Keith loves Goldberg.
Goldberg is back,
dude,
but Brock.
The spear, baby.
Oh, yeah. So Brock Lesnar, who everyone probably knows, too, just because he was in UFC for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Dude's legit. He's probably my favorite current wrestler right now. He's
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Like, that's current wrestling. Dude's a badass. He's a monster. And I'm always intrigued by his matches because I'm scared that one time he's going to forget that it's fake and actually kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like he's going to think it's UFC again and just go off on somebody. I'm always scared that's going to happen.
When I think freak, I think Brock Lesnar.
Oh, for sure.
The dude is a monster.
Like, I think Brock Lesnar because, like, nobody that big, like, should be alive.
And he's
like,
he's so
that dude is an absolute freak of
and
nature.
He's so agile too.
Like
that's what's unreal about it.
Nobody that big should be able to move that fast with that kind of power.
Yeah.
Like that is unreal. If he would have trained UFC,
his entire life, just mixed martial arts his entire life, he would be the greatest of all time.
He didn't have to, and he's still,
well, he still was for, yeah.
And he was still
champion. He was a collegiate athlete. I mean, he
was,
wrestled.
He was a national, national champion wrestler.
And then he just picked up, okay, I just got to punch somebody in the face. Okay, I can do this now. He just, I mean, I know it's not that easy. But
that's pretty much how he did it.
Yeah.
Like, he really didn't do much training before the switchover.
There was
switchover. He lost, I think, his first fight, but it was a close fight, and he lost by, like, a heel hook or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, tricky like that. And then he came in and just started demolishing everybody.
There was zero technique.
No, it was.
He has, like, little to no technique.
He could take you down, and then he's just.
He'd either drop you up top.
Telephone poles for hands.
Yeah.
He
would either drop you up top or take you down, and then you were done because he was just a monster.
And he was tough. Like, he had a good jaw. Because Shane Carwin at one point, like, he got the shit kicked out of him for two rounds. And then the guy gassed, and he wound up.
Scott, if we're talking about the fighters like that, then I got to ask you, what are your thoughts on your boy CM Punk?
Oh, yeah, he just got, that was embarrassing.
He got destroyed, No.
Good for CM Punk.
I'm glad he did it,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Because he's, like, done with wrestling completely, right?
Yeah, he
left that.
He left. Yeah, it was bad.
He should have started lower level.
Shout out to him, though, for real. Like, being that big of a badass to go from something that isn't, like, it's, definitely, it takes athletic ability to be a professional wrestler, but to get hit in the face is an entire different
thing.
And against the people who are the best combat athletes in the world.
Yeah. Like, shout out to that dude. Like, I don't want to get hit in the face ever.
I agree with Griff, though. He should have started at a lower level, but UFC knew his name and what he did, and then bought Bison, and he made really good money off
it. And they made money off it, so it worked.
They all knew that he was going
to come. Oh, yeah, they knew.
Like, I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast all the time, and Joe Rogan was saying before, like, he doesn't have a chance, man.
UFC was a win-win. Either he loses like he did, and people loved it, and they still bought it, or he won, and they're like, oh, it's a surprise win. They could talk about it. Yeah. It was a win-win for him to do it that way.
Yeah. Scale, you know what else caught my attention, man? I'm kind of going to kind of switch off of this, but it just popped in my head.
No problem.
What surprised me when I was watching, again, Total Divas.
God almighty, Nick.
I didn't know.
It's like the fourth or fifth reference, man.
You learn
Dude
so
loves
much.
The show,
you learn so much about the wrestling world. It's hilarious, man. It's hilarious. I didn't know that the other Bella, Brie Bella, retired. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, she retired.
I had no
idea. I guess last year.
Guys, you were missing. You didn't know that?
Are those the hot ones?
Yeah.
I have one question for you, Brian.
Yes.
Are their boobs real?
Depends. Of who? All of them?
Brie
all four, man.
Nikki's
all
are
four.
For
Nikki's
sure
are
not.
Are Frankie's.
Yeah, she says they're not.
Brie's are real.
Brie's
I assume.
Real.
I mean, I,
they are.
I think they are. And then Brie, Nikki
says it all the time.
I love that you
show.
Said all of them.
Well, I thought you said about all the divas and
three of the four.
No.
I was just talking about.
I thought you meant all the divas. I'm like, I don't know.
I was just talking about the two sisters. Okay.
Have I ever told you who my favorite diva is?
I just wanted to know.
I think you have. You're.
Probably Nikki. China. He's Ava. Probably a China guy.
Who?
Eva
Marie?
Is it Eva or Ava?
Eva. The red-haired girl?
Yeah. She's my favorite.
Yeah, she's...
Shout out to you, Eva.
She apparently got let go the other day, though, from WWE.
Oh.
But she'll still be on the show, I think, this season.
She got let go?
Yeah.
Ooh. She's a little bit of a trouble starter.
I think she got... Well, she got suspended for drugs, like, a couple months ago.
In?
Yeah. No, I think, like other drugs.
Oh, like party
recreational drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
I think we.
She's in trouble,
but I don't know.
Your girl Paige is getting released for the sex tape thing. I mean, the divas are struggling.
I think they're
right
keeping them on just because they're going to be on the show, and then once they're off the season,
I'll watch it.
So conspiracy alert: Vince McMahon's behind all of this.
Oh, he might be.
Speaking of that,
billion-dollar man, Vince McMahon is behind all of this controversy.
Two things about Vince McMahon, real quick. Number one, I texted you when they released that Vince McMahon XFL 30 for 30. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it because I don't have cable.
You guys gotta watch.
I want to watch.
It's great.
It
was great.
It was really great.
One of my favorite.
The second thing is if you don't know this, go listen to Bill Simmons' podcast. But he they confirmed that they're making an Andre the Giant
for HBO. Doc.
For HBO,
that'd be great.
That's gonna be awesome.
Well, they keep saying they're supposed to be doing a Ric Flair 30 for 30, and I'm so excited for that.
That would be crazy.
I'm pumped for that.
That would be crazy.
But
actually, I just read an article. I think they might be doing that because in an interview, he was the other day, like, giving a bunch of old Andre the Giant stories.
Yeah.
I think they might be connecting those somehow.
Well, I can see that.
I don't know. I kind of doubt it though, because it's Bill Simmons is doing the HBO one, and he's not going to be working with ESPN.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying like them working right together.
He's saying Flair might be in both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Flair like and commentary
Flair
and
Flair and Andre were they were tight.
Yeah.
They were tight.
Oh, were they?
I misunderstood.
Yeah, I think they were boys for a little bit. Yeah.
And then the Vince thing is like the XFL. Like I said, I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, I know that was like a failing thing, but the dude is still just a genius.
Oh yeah, I mean, that was a genius. I mean, hey, you know what? He says in the show a million times, like, dude, I tried and it just failed, whatever. Yeah, but like, it was a good try.
Though. Exactly. I mean, no one's gonna take down the NFL. There's been other leagues that tried.
Yeah, I don't think it was the best idea, but yeah, I loved the.
He had enough balls to try it though. No one else even tries.
That's true. He's like, dude, why not?
It's crazy.
The AFL, right, or whatever. Well, the thing that Donnie Trump tried.
Yeah, was it AFL? I think it was in the 80s, and that failed terribly too.
Well, yeah,
but.
Well, I mean, they got some big players though in that league.
They did.
They did. Yeah, they did.
They got Herschel Walker.
Some Trump and some of the other leaders, I think, were trying to push for a merger. That was like their
plan. Right. That's what they wanted to do. Yeah. And
they were trying to become NFL owners on the cheap. Exactly. I think was their plan.
Actually, a buddy of ours almost keeps talking up this new Pacific League
for football.
Yeah. Is it like there's supposed to be like a new spring league or something coming out?
Is it outdoor? Because I know we have an indoor arena team or something too, like up in St. Charles. Or
I don't know about that.
Team. I don't know.
I think they're called the Stampede or something. Yeah, I think actually. I think we do have an arena football team.
I didn't know that. I don't know.
Metropolitan area. Yeah, not a lot of people do.
Well, Skelly, before we move on to the theory, one last question for you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you don't have any. You got anything else?
No.
Last thing I got for you is, you've been still keeping up on the local, St. Louis wrestling scene. Is there anything that needs to be
Moondog
about our boy Moondog?
I did. What was it? I went in March. Yeah. So March, there was the first ever cage match.
Oh,
which I texted you about.
Yes, I do remember that.
I said cage match is all you need to know.
I got it. I wasn't in. It wasn't in Soulard, so I couldn't.
It was
first ever. They're really stepping up. I love it.
It was hilarious because one, they just rented those cage like the fencing they put up around like construction sites when they're doing construction.
Like
buildings that are getting torn down or whatever.
They're not connected. They're just like single.
Yeah, they put those up. Yeah, so that was pretty funny. And then. They announced at the beginning of the match that the only way you can win is by pinfall. And then,
what is that?
So, like, by count, winning by 1-2-3.
Okay,
pinfall. And then the guy...
Nick.
Come on, Griff.
The guy who won put him in a submission hold, and the other guy tapped out, and the ref called the match. And it's like, well, you just contradicted yourself. So I don't think they, paid attention to the rules. And then they had a whole thing where the owner or whatever guy came out and tried to say, oh, it's messed up. And it was just funny because, I think they... seriously messed up, and then
they really
messed
up,
and then they came back out to try to solve it. But it was funny because Moondog was there. He was not in the cage match, sadly, but he was out
he's
there.
He's like, I'm too old for that nonsense. Yeah.
But it's that was pretty good. And then I won't be able to go. It's actually this weekend, but I will not be able to go this month. So
well, still, man, shout out to the SBAC. We're big fans over here.
We'll have to go and
we'll go again. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
Griff's gotta go.
I gotta go.
Can you imagine how bad Moondog's dog bone would have just, man. Oh, God.
Screwed people up.
Dangerous.
He might still kill somebody.
Yeah, seriously.
You never know.
Don't mess with that guy. But yeah, shout out to SBAC, man. We're fans over here at the ABC Pod. Okay, man. We appreciate you filling up.
No problem.
You sticking around for the theory and the weekly weirdness, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, Griff, what do you say we get right into this, the theory of the week? It.
All right. So, that's it. Skull and bones.
This is Yale, correct?
This is Yale.
Yes.
So we may have these words may have come up while talking about other theories, Illuminati, lizard people.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Skull
and
bones gets thrown around in those circles and those conversations quite often. However, the difference, skull and bones exists. 100%. It's not a debate. They exist. It is a secret society at Yale University. It dates back to 1832, and it was founded because some bullshit.
Secret society.
Yes.
Not very secret if it's real, right?
Well, but
well, now it's like it a known thing.
Gotcha. Okay, you never used to know who was in it. After the 1970s, they changed that, and you know who the members are now, but you don't know the proceedings, their meetings. You don't know anything they talk about.
Okay.
None of them have come out ever really and discuss what goes on there.
Do they call it a fraternity?
It's not a fraternity.
No.
Also, now since the '90s, right? There are now female members.
But they do acknowledge that they're a club or something.
Yeah, it's a secret. They call themselves a secret society.
Oh, they do call it a secret society? Okay. Yeah.
that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Freemasons are like, they admit they exist and they're a bit secret.
Yeah. I think it
just means that your meetings and stuff are all closed to the public. Like, and that no one gets to find out what goes on. But it's a really interesting thing, actually, because this exists. You can look up members, and just so many of the most powerful people alive today and in our nation's history have been members of the Skull and Bones. I can go through, if you want to take a guess at some of the people.
I know both President Bush's and I'm sure his brother Jeb.
Yeah, I think all the Bushes probably.
All the Bushes have been in there.
Yes.
Quick question, though. Didn't they steal an Indian's head?
Yeah.
That was or his skull? They dug him up.
Was it Geronimo?
It was Geronimo,
I think.
Yes.
They did steal.
You're correct.
At some point they did that. I think they do pranks at some point. That's a prank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty heavy prank. It might be a little bit offensive to some Native Americans out there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dismembering a corpse.
They openly brag about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're proud that they did.
Once again, you guys are the worst secret society ever. But, yeah, I'll try to let me find this membership part, and we will go through some of the members. I had it before. Okay. Anyway. Well, okay, so like an interesting thing. In 2004, the 2004 presidential election.
Yes.
George W. Bush against John Kerry.
Yeah.
Both. Skull and Bones members. No matter what happened in that election, we were getting a Skull and Bones in the White House.
They were just dapping each other up behind the scenes. Yeah. Just, what up, Skull Bones, bro?
So there have been...
SB Most Life. Likely.
One Most of Obama's top dogs were in it.
SB Life, bro.
President Taft was a member.
Wow.
I can't find the Bonesman part. They call themselves Bonesmen.
That's kind of a badass name.
It's kind of a cool name.
Well, Skull and Bones is kind of a badass name.
It is a cool name.
That is true.
Is there a movie about that? Like,
you mean Pirates of the Caribbean?
You mean Dead Poets Society, bro?
Isn't there a movie called? I don't think it's based off. It's not like a documentary or anything, but it's like a Hollywood movie where it's called Bones, maybe. Or
yes, it's Paul. I think it's one of Paul Walker's earliest.
And it's like supposed to be like kind of about that or secret society type thing.
I mean, I remember Dead Poets Society. Oh, Captain, my Captain, bro.
So the crooking that we were just talking about, the stealing of Geronimo's skull.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm reading here. The society has been accused of possessing the stolen skulls of Martin Van Buren,
what?
Geronimo and Pancho Villa.
What?
No shit. Yeah.
They supposedly have not that they stole and put them back. They are accused of still possessing.
Yeah.
These three skulls.
And grave digging.
Yeah. Man,
they had a grave digger.
Classy, guys.
They dug up Pancho's
classy.
No, dude. Yeah. Think of this like a generational entry.
First of all, what's their beef with Martin Van Buren? Wow. He's the 8th president of the United States.
Like, Martin Van Buren, boys.
Was he, did he go to Yale? Reference. I mean, what's his problem?
Yeah, like, what's...
I don't see him in the
boat. He was around there. They're like, yeah, we'll steal his. Well,
yeah, why not?
Coming back from Geronimo, might as well get him, too.
Okay, what? So...
They're just like, hey,
Keith. I mean, they're Skull and Bones. It's like some pirate shit.
True.
You know, like... They're bringing back the riches, bro.
So they got a bunch of Jolly Rogers around there.
Oh, raise the Jolly Roger.
But so
fuck the pirates, by the way. Even, baseball pirates. Even and real pirates.
Real pirates suck. Real pirates suck, man.
Yeah, I've seen Captain Phillips. They're not cool.
Yeah, dude. They hate Tom Hanks, man.
I don't like him at all.
I'm the captain now.
Tom Hanks like, okay, dude.
Cool. But so even more so than these big names, there are tons and tons of members that are now in the CIA. A lot of conspiracists believe that the Skull and Bones controls the CIA. The Skull and Bones they pull the strings behind what the CIA does, and hence what our government does in large parts.
They're the deep state?
The Skull and Bones may be the deep state.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's creepy, dude.
Wait, so hold on. Somebody's got to fill me in, though, real quick. I think I'm missing the main gist of this. Like,
The most powerful people in the United States government have went through this secret society.
Lots of them.
And
if you went to Yale and you're powerful.
Okay. Now, I got that part. Yeah. Keep going, Keith.
And they probably agree on a lot of the same outlooks on life.
Okay.
A lot of the same things about government, what people need to be doing, you know?
Okay.
Like, they probably want to run your life.
And the thing is, if
they don't want you to have freedom, bro,
if you believe that they have a unifying philosophy behind it, then it would kind of make our political process look like a bit of a sham, because you have people from both parties. You have people from that are far right, far left. You know, people like William F. Buckley, who's, you know, a founder of neoconservatism, and John Kerry, you know, who's pretty liberal guy. Both were members of this organization. So what do they believe in?
Like, I was just going to say, do we know for a fact that these political members were part
yes.
of it? Okay,
that's kind of creepy because, like, their outlook on foreign policy is kind of the same.
Yeah. But to be fair, most American politicians on any...
Very true.
Since World War II have had pretty similar, having a brain fart, but yeah, international policies,
foreign policy.
Yes. Thank you. So that's, I mean, Republican or Democrat, that's been one of the few agreed upon things.
Yes.
For a long period of time.
So, sorry, Keith, let me jump in here real quick.
Go for it.
So the theory that you're presenting, Griff, is not necessarily that this is a secret society thing, because that's known. It's just that the secret society may or may not control
lots of things,
especially the majority of
the CIA. The CIA a lot of people think it's an arm or just another name that they might be the Illuminati.
I guess
it's a branch. It's a branch of the Illuminati. Is a very popular one out there.
Yeah,
And it's just weird because we know this exists. I mean, this is real.
Well, same with Masons. We know they exist as well, and they're linked to.
Illuminati also.
Right.
Yes.
Scally, all the crazy gimmicks in the wrestling world, is there anybody that's in the Illuminati? Is that anybody's gimmick?
No Illuminati gimmicks.
Oh, that's got to be a thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised there's not one.
It's got to be a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Griff, keep going.
No, you're good. I forgot where I was going with it.
Well, my belief is, like, in the Illuminati, I think there's a bunch of different factions, and they're all warring over which way they want to steer the world. You know what I mean?
That's where you're at?
That's where I'm at.
Okay. So you think the Illuminati is a real thing?
Not necessarily. I think there's a bunch of powerful men that
because you're saying
run
there's
the
like...
world, but I think there's different factions of powerful men that are connected through certain clubs, societies, certain business interactions and everything like that. I mean, that even comes down to local things too. As well,
so you think it's basically the Illuminati without it being like the Illuminati. It's just a group of people.
It's
like,
kind of the Illuminati's not real.
I know, but it's just like a group of people. You're saying like
allegedly.
A group of.
It's kind of one of the things
where like a group of people are running your life.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Powerful people run your life.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I run my life.
Damn it. But
we're not calling them the Illuminati.
We're not given that option. That's the whole thing.
It's kind of like the thing with like people don't realize, but really, honestly, if you think about it, as far as media, the world, entire media, there's only like five or six guys that actually run. All in the media that you come across.
So, yeah, the Illuminati becomes one of those things where there's kind of some common sense stuff going on and you're putting a creepy name on it and calling it like they have weird secret meetings wearing goat's heads or something.
When
they're not really doing that. Where really it's people that control, there are individuals who control business. They're titans of business. They're titans of trade. And those people are going to have to work together to make deals. And if you want to make that seem fishy, I guess you can.
Is Jay-Z a part of that?
I was about to say, where does Jay-Z and Beyonce fall into?
Jay-Z and Beyonce, I guess, could be a part of a more powerful society.
That seems absurd to me.
But is Blue Ivy going to run? I mean, she's the one that's going to run it, right?
Hey, Jay-Z's a very powerful person.
We're thinking the same thing.
In New York.
But he's not
outside of New York.
Yeah, he's not on the same level as
Jay-Z's. He's in not the big boy meetings, but he's in the big boy meetings. Not the big boy meetings.
He's like in the cultural meetings.
We're talking about people.
He's in the feeder system. He'll be there one day.
Overall meetings.
He has influence over hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think the people that we're talking about control assets in the trillions of dollars.
Well, yeah,
right.
You look at like the Bushes, obviously.
Yeah.
Their family worth is
unreal.
That's somebody that you'd be looking at to be in this type of thing.
Yeah, and like a Soros, I think he's at like 23 million. Koch brothers, like
billion.
30, yeah. Oh, billion, yeah. Billion, sorry. Like 23 billion for Soros. Koch brothers, 35 billion.
Yeah.
You know, just that's unreal amounts of money.
That's
just
big boy money.
I oh, think. Yeah. That's like I run shit money.
Which Jay-Z and Beyonce might be close to cracking a billion. Maybe,
nowhere close. They're probably at... they're
halfway
under,
there, maybe.
They're under 500 million, I okay. guarantee.
They might be about together? Halfway there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, together. There's no way entertainers can make that much money.
Yeah, but if you are a media mogul, you can.
And you're a sports agent like Jay-Z is.
Yeah, Jay-Z's got a hands in a lot of things. Stuff, and, I mean, yeah. he owns a yeah. part of the Nets. I mean, he's got a lot of hands.
But, dude, your sports agency has to be something, like, worthwhile. Right, like, right, I know right. he's got a few big signers, like, big people. But who's the big guy in baseball, Robinson basketball? All those guys.
Scott Boras?
Scott Boras, yes. Oh, yeah. That's the big boy. Jay-Z is...
Well, you're talking about just sports management world,
yeah.
though, right?
Oh,
now.
Yeah, just sports okay. management world.
Jay-Z's got I'm Robinson saying. Cano, though.
But, guys, Jay-Z himself is worth $610 million. So.
Are you fucking kidding
I'm not.
He's got his hands in a lot of places.
Now
I'm going to look at Beyonce's.
He's got his hands in a lot of places.
Well, I knew that, but goddamn, I didn't know his reach was that far.
Oh, he's a mogul for sure.
Well, I knew he was a
got Tidal.
He has his own streaming service.
Tidal? Yeah, Tidal's all
what,
his.
He's got his own streaming service?
Yeah. Dude, homie's got his hands in everything.
Dude, he's a vampire, bro.
He's smart.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Is that a theory?
You never seen that picture of him?
Uh-uh.
Griff, what's that picture of Jay-Z?
Beyonce's
like in...
at 290 mil. So they're
pushing the bill.
They're Griff.
And then when Blue Ivy gets up there.
Blue she's the heir to the throne.
She is the heir to the throne. Yeah. She's going to run the Illuminati.
Griff, what's that picture of Jay-Z? Isn't like the 20s?
Yeah.
Jay-Z sitting standing next to that car.
20s in the Bronx or something.
Wasn't her
and, it's him.
Isn't there a thing about, isn't Keanu Reeves
he's a vampire.
A time traveler?
Yeah, he's a vampire. Yeah,
there's a few. There's like Pharrell.
That's been documented.
Yeah.
There's a few.
But back to Skull and Bones.
Yes. Got sidetracked there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we talked about the overall aspect of the Illuminati.
Right.
But Skull and Bones, so their kind of branch in, I guess you could say, the under the umbrella of the Illuminati would be the CIA?
It seems that a lot of people, you could say they're both just branches of the same thing, I guess. But yeah, it seems like a lot of people who have been in the CIA, a lot of people who have been directors of the CIA have been members of Skull and Bones.
Interesting. Wow.
That is because, I mean, the CIA is doing like covert operations under like a lot of false businesses and crazy shit across the world.
And that is a fact. Yes.
Yep.
CIA has many front operations throughout the world. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So, I mean... These people, in a way,
all right,
control the world.
The CIA is a branch of the United States government, and the United States government certainly
they are not certainly, a branch of the United States government. I mean,
well, to an extent,
yeah,
they're an agency of the United States government.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just not like the judicial branch. But
well, no, you know what I'm trying to get at, though. They're not supposed to be attached. To the United States.
Okay.
They're their own entity within the United States.
Who receives their entire funding from the United States government, who has to answer to the United States government.
Which is absolutely crazy.
They are absolutely a part of the United States government.
Yeah.
It's nuts to say they're not. I guess they get to operate in certain ways by claiming that they're not.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is
so
nutty.
I think this is a good time. Let's go around the table. Let's give the percentages. Griff, where are you at on this?
It depends. So... They exist. The Skull and Bones is, they exist at one of the most prestigious universities in America. They have their eye on talent. So they see talented people, smart people coming through,
right.
And they suck them up. It's no wonder that those people go on to become some of the most powerful people in the country. Now, what's going on in those 4 years when they're members? Are they being indoctrinated with some type of crazy shit? I don't know. These people steal skulls, so they're kind of crazy.
You're the guy to be.
I mean,
well, yeah,
they're not the Illuminati, but are they ultra powerful? Do they actually have influence? Sure, I'm at 25%.
25, Keith, where you at?
I'm actually with Tim on this one. I'm at about 25%.
Okay.
I think if obviously, like Tim said, they scout talent, everything like this, they keep their eyes on
very intelligent people, very influential people. And I'm gonna join Tim on 25% because I think everybody in Skull and Bones probably has their own agenda.
Yeah.
Every person has their own agenda.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're following one narrative towards one goal. Okay. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay. Scally, where are you at on this? I mean, percentage.
I'm 100% that they're real. I mean, right. Yeah. So, but did they run the CIA as a thing? Yeah. 25%. I'll go
25%. Okay.
I just agree with everything everyone said before. So
guys, now you know I like to push the envelope a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Now, because like Scally said, because we know they're real, you have to at least give a percentage. I'm glad that you went higher than actually than I thought you would, Griff. Because I mean, we know it's a real thing, so it's got to be somewhat. But we've already had a few theories on here about directly affecting the CIA. Actually, last week's the origin of conspiracy theory was directly CIA related. I'm super fishy about the CIA, so I'm going pretty high. I'm going 70%.
Ooh,
I'm going high.
Okay.
You know, okay. I you know what, man? I don't, as far as government agencies or however you want to put it, directly related or agencies, whatever, you know, it actually, the connection is, the CIA is, to me, they're the fishiest, man. They're the fishiest.
They're the most mysterious.
We know, right? Yeah. So yeah, I'm going way up.
Okay.
70%. If you're
all
out
the
there.
Way up.
If you're out there, let us know what you think, man. You guys with us, against us? What do you guys think? Let us know, Facebook, Twitter, or send us an email, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Okay, good stuff, Griff. Let's move on. Let's get into some weekly weirdness. It's a pretty long episode, so we won't jump into too much stuff. Okay, we'll do like a couple here and there, and then we'll get out of here.
I got one we got to do.
You got to do?
I got to do.
Start us off, Griff. Let's go.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a real life Tarzan. Real life Mowgli.
Oh,
you about to?
I was
yes,
about to
I'm
say,
doing it. We can all talk about
let's
it.
Let's do it. Talk about it.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Crazy.
A young girl in India.
Yeah. Yep. Wow, so nuts.
I had the same story, dude.
Same
it's
here.
Wild. Yeah. I mean, how could you not? How could you come across this story?
A feral child?
It's such a crazy story.
She's Tarzan.
It's such a crazy story that, I mean, how do you not?
That's unreal.
All right, Griff, give it to us.
Tarzan's real. Can I leave it there?
Female. Okay. Female Tarzan.
Female Tarzan.
Nice.
Just but, adding it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I learned Spanish.
The female Tarzan?
No, I haven't heard to hear about it.
Oh, all right, a young girl, I believe, 9 years old?
Yes.
Was found in India. People saw her, I think, a girl with a group of monkeys. She's naked in the forest with these monkeys. She's walking around on all fours. She's getting along with these monkeys. She's part of the pack of monkeys. People tried to approach them, tried to get to this girl, and the monkeys attacked, protecting this girl.
She's part of the crew for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
No doubt.
They don't know who this girl's parents were. They don't know how long this girl's been with the monkeys. They know she does not speak. She does not have any real human mannerisms. She acts like a monkey. She's been raised by monkeys.
My thought on this story, this is like the craziest thing I've ever heard, but I think the only reason she acts like a monkey and does all of this, obviously because she was raised by monkeys, but because it was prepubescent, like
no doubt
before puberty, because I think
probably since really young.
Yeah,
well, I got something,
but
for
I
you
think
on that,
like she would have obtained like a human conscience and like everything.
I'm sure, she does have a human consciousness. It's just the human consciousness is adaptive.
How old is she?
So she did what she had to do to survive.
Around 10-ish.
It's wild because like obviously like monkeys and stuff, they show compassion for the people, but like
they're also vicious.
So
yeah,
let me piggyback off of you.
Yeah.
I'm going off of the article I found was on NBC. Okay. NBC News. And according to this article that I'm reading, which, by the way, this is saying that it's in Barek,
yeah,
a town in Uttar Pradesh state. It's northern India, okay?
Yeah.
They're saying that when they brought her into the hospital, which Griff said, well, all that was right. The monkey, they people saw her. They were like chopping wood or something in the forest or whatever. And they saw this girl naked on all fours eating with the monkeys and stuff. And he was right. The monkeys did do all that stuff. This article is saying that when they took that somebody, they came back and got her, brought her to the hospital, whatever. Mm-hmm. After they ran all these tests and treatments on her, because when they brought her to the hospital, she was still on all fours, uh-huh. would not eat, you know, was acting basically like a monkey.
Yeah.
They said, though, after a while staying there, like, I don't know how long, but after a while, she started very quickly standing on 2 feet.
Okay.
And started, okay. Let's see what it says here. After treatment, she began walking normally and eating with her hands. I don't know how long that treatment or what kind of treatment that is. I have no idea.
So she grew up with people.
Well, I'm thinking that she wasn't in there that long.
She had, to have grown up with people.
So I'm thinking maybe she questioned her existence within this pack.
I'm thinking her parents dropped her off somewhere, bro. Like, did the whole, like, I don't like this dog trick. You know what I mean?
You would have, she'd been with them forever. She'd been walking on all fours forever. There would be, like, permanent physical symptoms.
Be able to stand up.
Yeah, her bones would be weird. Her spine would probably be curved. Yeah.
What type of monkeys were they?
I don't know. It doesn't actually say. No,
it didn't say. Just
I'm thinking like India doesn't have like chimps or anything. No, right? It's got to be the like smaller monkeys.
I think smaller ones. Yeah. Right?
And it said monk. It probably would have said apes.
Well, yeah. Apes,
so I'm guessing it's like a lemur or something like that.
At least
so.
Baboons, perhaps.
I'm thinking the parents just did like the whole like.
Yeah, they are.
I think the parents did like the whole like, we're going out to grandma's house and just
left her in the woods.
Yeah, like not that long ago. I mean, they don't know who she is. They don't know her parents. They know nothing about her. But I'm like, dude, like, I don't know. I'm kind of getting the scent of like just some terrible parenting.
You just said. You just said the whole, I'm taking them out to grandma's house. Like, this is a thing that people do.
Well, people do that with...
yeah, I was going
to
say.
I've heard of people doing it. Like, I know, personally know people that do it with dogs.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, hey, we're going out to go for a walk. A dog gets all excited. And then you go out to a country road and open the door and see you later.
Yeah, that's true.
Those people are terrible people.
I was going to say, usually...
Well, how do you think
like
this girl ended up in the jungle?
Your family dog when your kids are still young.
You just tell them that you did something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, that's a real thing. I mean, I'm just saying, like, she ended up in the jungle. Like,
well, this is obviously
with
real.
The monkeys or something.
About, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. Either way, it's crazy. I mean, imagine taking this girl to the hospital and then just, she's still walking on all fours when she gets there. She's eating off the ground. She won't take the food. You give her food, she takes it like a monkey where she kind of snatches it real quick and gobbles it down and then kind of, I mean, that it's like a horror movie almost.
She could have ran away also. Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, true. I mean, Listen, I'm calling out the parents. I could be completely wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying.
They could have been devastated looking for their daughter forever.
That's right.
Some would say it's wild. No pun intended.
I think I see what he did there. I think I see what he did there, people.
Okay. Keith, what do you got anything over there, Keith?
No, I had the feral kid story.
Good.
I got one more thing. Let's stay on the theme of wildlife. This is also horrifying. Body of Indonesian man swallowed whole by monster 7 meter long python.
God, another snake story. God damn.
I did hear about this. Yes. Yeah.
So this guy went. True, though? This guy went missing.
Oh yeah. They cut him out.
I believe. No! At the snake.
Yeah. There's a video of
his whole body intact.
It was gross.
But he wasn't alive.
The guy went missing. They couldn't find him. No, he was not alive.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think he was suffocated to death before the thing ate him. But so they couldn't find the guy. They his friends, you know, villagers, they went looking for him.
Where is this at, Griff?
Indonesia.
Oh, my God.
They go out into his backyard and in, like, his back garden, it says.
Oh, my God.
They find this 7 meter, which is, like, a 20-foot-long snake.
Oh, my God.
Because a meter is like a yard, right?
Yeah, I'm on the imperial system.
Yeah, yeah. But, dude. So they find it, this thing, swollen as fuck, you know?
Holy shit.
And so they kill it and they cut it open. And there's their friend.
His whole body in a snake.
In like perfect condition. Like it's really, the picture's really screwed up. It's really fucked up. But yeah, you see it, him inside the snake, basically, like wearing his clothes, you know, fully clothed, wearing his shoes.
Yeah,
like,
what did that guy do to get eaten by a snake like that, though? I mean, I guess
I don't think anything. I think they're just predators.
Predators. They saw him in a moment. Meal. They saw him a moment of weakness.
But what was he doing, though? Did they strangle him? Had to have strangled him.
Probably. Well, yeah.
They constrict you. Yeah, they constrict you.
Bro, you know what? It makes me think, though. Like, was Ice Cube or Jennifer Lopez around there? Because that's the Anaconda movie.
Doesn't look like they were.
Well,
even though Anaconda was on a river.
The thing about it is, like, you say pythons. You know that's a problem in Florida right now, right?
Yeah,
like,
huge.
People are letting their pet pythons, and they grow, and they're killing crocs.
It's beyond the letting
them
go.
We talked about
now.
That.
Yeah.
We talked about that the other week.
Yeah, people are trying to get their snake license,
Keith wants people to have cobras,
And we're like, no.
Well, I know the COVID's not saying people letting their pythons go, and they're like it's killing the ecosystem.
It's their own population now. It's
and they're going to be these super snakes. They're going to
it's officially out of control.
Us. They're going to kill people.
Soon. Oh, for sure, they're going to kill people.
They're already killing crops.
The Everglades and stuff is a perfect environment for them.
And they're already killing alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah, they're going to be the super predator down there.
It's scary. I mean, cobras or whatever, but
cobras are not. Cobras are not whatever.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're not out in the Everglades breeding.
Yeah, like, but this was just Keith thought it was okay for people to have whatever types of snakes they wanted.
I remember that episode.
This was my argument against that was that have you heard of pythons in South Florida? Because not so good.
If we're gonna talk about animals invading certain places in the United States, let's talk about feral hogs here.
All right,
okay.
They're a problem.
Shoot them. I have no problem. Shoot them.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. But
we don't like the feral hogs.
This is a new epidemic.
Let's not get into that.
Let's control feral hogs.
And hogs
first.
Are not native to America, right?
No, not at all.
Let me tell you something that needs to be hunted, guys, and that's the next story right here. Mermaids.
No.
Because they're not real.
No. Kevin Krupp, if you're listening, they're still not real.
Mermaids.
Oh, God, don't
real.
Tell me.
I think I heard the Discovery Channel thing.
I watched
you
it.
Thought they were
you're
real.
You're trying to tell me they're real?
I watched that with my dad. Shout out to my dad. We watched the Mermaid doc. Yeah, we watched that.
Yeah, but you realize it's a mock.
Oh,
it's
until.
Not, it's not real.
Until, Griff, the cops found a woman in Fresno who
smoked some meth and put on some flippers. What? She's not a mermaid.
Yeah.
Has no idea who she is, anything about her. Ariel. But all what she does know, though. She's a mermaid.
Of course.
The cops found her at about, I think it was 3 a.m., wandering the street. She was soaking wet. And at 3:15 a.m., actually. And she has no recollection of anything. Didn't answer a single question.
I mean, me the at only 3 a.m. after a long night, I have no recollection.
Keith has thought he was a mermaid before.
Never thought I was a mermaid. Merman.
Merman.
Asshole.
Merman pop.
Have you guys ever seen, what's that movie with Tom Hanks and he falls in love with the mermaid?
Yes. Splash?
Splash. Is that it?
Why do you know that?
Something like that.
Griff is like the movie. He's like the movie man, dude. He knows all the
movies. It's no The Burbs, but it's a good movie.
Yeah. It's not The Burbs.
Burbs is a classic.
Splash, I believe.
that was a quick hit. I got another quick hit. Well, actually, you know what? I'll get to my main story. Have you guys heard about, what's it called? The Hyperloop.
Yes, bring that shit.
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
For a second?
That 23 minutes?
That's dope.
735 miles per hour?
Yes. Let me get into this real quick. For those who don't know, I highly suggest you to Google the Hyperloop 1. That's what it's called. They had a huge contest with thousands of routes that they could speed up, I guess. And the route from Kansas City to St. Louis has made the finalists, I believe the final 35, maybe 38. And what's happening here is a new technology presented by, of course, the genius himself, Elon Musk.
Elon, my homie. Yes.
And what's happening here, I highly suggest too, is to go out to YouTube and check it out. There's a bunch of videos and they're just really fun to watch because it's crazy. What they're saying is, what's a normal trip from Kansas City to St. Louis? What does that take you?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. They're saying if they build this.
If you're going.
If we're like, traffic's good.
Well, if you're going like 80.
And you're okay, so you're going above the speed limit.
Four is a good baseline.
Tim's sister
used to live out there.
So. Yeah, and my brother used to live out there, so I've taken that trip many a times.
Okay. So this Hyperloop presented is the way it's designed is gonna take 23 minutes.
That's unreal.
735 from Kansas City. Miles per hour.
Like we could go to Power and Light one night.
And literally come back. It could be our taxi ride home. Let me
shorter than it takes to get to my parents' house from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
Unreal. Yeah.
Let me tell you guys about awesome. What's happening here. Okay, so this is what's happening. According to this article, which is from KSDK.com, shout out, that's local. Passengers and cargo are loaded into a pod, okay? And they accelerate gradually through an electric propulsion through a low-pressure tube. The pod then lifts above the track using a magnetic levitation. Is it levitation? Mm-hmm. Levitation. Yeah. There you go. And I'm real good at reading. and glides at airline speeds, which Griff said 700 miles an hour.
I read it earlier today. 735 miles per hour.
Which I just want to throw this out there. That's faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah.
So it will be basically completely silent. Which is super weird.
That's not on par with airline travel. That is much faster.
That's true.
Yeah. What is the airline travel like? 400, 500?
Yeah, it depends, but definitely doesn't get up to Mach 1.
No, definitely not. That's fighter jet status.
Yes. So you guys should check this out. It kind of looks like, it's kind of like a okay, so like our metro, it's kind of like that with the rails, but like just think of like a middle rail. And the middle rail is kind of almost looks like, your lightning ports that you plug into the new iPhone and stuff. It kind of looks like that, but like all the way through, and it like puts out an electromagnetic thing. This is like bro science, Keith.
Science field, bro.
And it's
electromagnetic field.
So this thing is just on that middle section. It's like it says a pod, so it lifts above that and it just glides. And they show these
they have
done real testing. Griff, I don't know if that's what you're gonna say. They have done real testing.
I've done real griffing as well.
It's not very.
No. We did not just compare science to griffers.
Yeah, it's real griffing, bro.
Same thing,
dude. It's
same thing.
Real science is real griffing, bro. We looked that up because I forget what the distance was, but it went like 100 meters or something in like 2 seconds or something. It was something crazy. It was crazy. So this is a finalist. I think I just read it was over 2,600 different routes that they were proposing. We're the finalist out of 35. It's just crazy to think.
And I would love to win. I'm not going to be too optimistic about it.
Yeah, I was going to say. I would love it. I wonder if St. Louis to Chicago.
I would love that one better.
Yeah, that would be awesome too.
Well, my thing is if Casey got it, you know, St. Louis would probably vote it down since they like to vote down stuff that helps out the city.
Shots.
So that's all I'm saying. They probably wouldn't want it, so it'd probably be Casey somewhere else. I'm just saying.
Did you guys see that the number one area to vote yes for the soccer stuff was St. Louis Hills?
Okay, well, that's South City, though.
Yeah, it's South City.
South City.
It's very much South City. It's
surprisingly, Bevo was not as high as I thought it was.
Yeah, Bevo, that's a soccer community, too. Yeah. But can you guys think about this, though? Listen to this. Imagine this. We go hop on a damn pod, a train. Let's call it a train, okay?
Go get some drinks in KC?
No, we go up to a Chiefs game or something. Yeah, we come back on the next Sunday.
I'd be down
for
that.
That's crazy.
I mean,
the thought of that is insane.
Fuck the NFL.
Well, seriously, fuck Kroenke too.
You know what I'm saying, though? Well, hey.
Go to a sporting KC
game. I was just saying, we go to a soccer game. Like Scott just said,
we
could go to a soccer game and come back. But the thing is, like, you could go there in 20 minutes.
Dude.
It takes me more than that to get to work. Both way longer than that.
You could work in KC.
Exactly.
Wow. That would happen. That would become a giant thing.
And the other finalists are over in Europe. They're they're doing it between countries where they just did the whole thing with the EU and the jobs and people. This could be something where somebody could work over here or live over here and work over. I mean, it could get a little dicey, but over here though.
I was going to say, it's a little dicey in the EU right now, so it's probably going to end up in North America.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That's a lot of proposals are
I wouldn't invest in them until you see how the whole Brexit shapes
out. Either way.
I was just using that as, I mean, that was.
Italy and.
Let's just see if they're not in good position right now.
I'm just saying that was part of the original 2600.
Yes.
You just want to see it do good, though, because then it'll. If it's proven that it works, then they'll put it.
And it will.
Put it everywhere.
Why would it not work? You got to.
So either we're one of the first places to get KC or not, but it's like you just want to see it do good because then it will go to KC.
Well, you got
to
wonder.
I would love to go to lunch and go to Kansas City Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Jack
barbecue?
Stack
yeah.
for some. Oh, God.
And see, here's the other thing, too.
Is that what used to be Oklahoma Joe's?
Yes.
I thought they changed
the Z-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good.
The other thing you got to think about, guys, is, 2017 is not a possibility, but from all the articles that I've read, they're talking about if this thing passes and anything okay, they're talking about 2019. I mean, that is not far off. That's right around the corner, man.
3 years.
Elon Musk is just cool.
He's insane, right? This guy's insane.
Well, he knows how to work politicians.
He knows how to work everything, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's like...
Modern-day Leonardo da Vinci, man.
How old is he, like... 40,
not that old.
50s?
Pretty young. I don't think he's in his 50s yet.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he's like 46.
Dude, we got some years to come with Elon Musk. Plus, I love his hatred for AI.
Hatred. He really scares me.
I think
when
hatred,
he talks about
hatred's
it.
A strong
fear.
Word.
It's
yeah.
fear.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a fear.
Well,
AI,
he's definitely in it. He's very aware.
Yeah.
Well, and they need to.
Well,
be.
That's why
I think. Would you say he's hashtag woke?
He's staying woke.
I wish we would have never done that.
He's hashtag stay woke. No, Scally's on it.
Isn't that why he bought like a majority interest in like the biggest AI company in the world?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Because AI like he wanted to steer it
in his direction. Yeah.
like beneficial for humanity.
That's why you have to respect the man, because he is very aware of the possibilities.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's why.
And the possibilities
are horrifying.
Yeah. If you don't know, check it out, because the AI and consciousness and that whole story is,
or AI lacking consciousness might be even scarier.
Either one. He's
That's going to have to be a theory down the road.
Yeah, there you go.
Either way, those Teslas are sick though.
We've definitely talked about it.
I feel like I've brought it up in your price range.
They have the commuter, not commuter, but they got that one coming out that's going to be like
the next one. Yeah, it's like 30, 40 grand or something.
I would buy that. Yeah, I mean, it's a waiting list, but that thing looks
not cheap, but
it looks cool. I mean,
the Teslas are nice. They're cool.
They're dope. Yeah, dude.
Elon, shout out. Okay, you guys got any, before we do some shots and get out of here, you guys got any anything else, the stories or anything like that? Nothing?
I'm fresh out.
Okay, well, let's get into shout outs. Who wants to go?
Yeah, I'll go. Big shout out to Brian.
Hey, shout out, Scally.
Coming on.
Thank you.
Ringside reporter, filling us in. Yeah.
Big shout out. Big shout out to the Cardinals. Big shout out to the Blues.
Yeah.
Gonna make the playoffs.
Clinched, baby.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is our year. Our team, our town, baby.
Whoop whoop.
That's right.
All right. Let's get this over with then, huh?
Oh, God.
Cordy Marina, shout out.
Shout out.
Happy birthday, Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
Old lady.
Shout out.
Have fun. Yeah.
Happy birthday, shout out. Why didn't you sound so unenergetic?
I've been just being hassled to do this shout out for 6 months now.
You know what, though? She's a big fan. So.
She is.
Hey,
she is. We love you, Courtney.
She's a big fan.
You know
we love you, Courtney. Happy
the other thing about Griff, though, you ever realize that when he shouts out his buddies, it's always like, oh, God, they've been bugging the shit. Like, shout out to blah, blah. Did we not talk about how negative I am already? Yeah, you've been really down tonight, Griff.
Tonight. It's not tonight. Right. It's every day of my life.
That's a really sad life.
I'm a happy grouch. All right, you know. Yeah, it exists.
Whatever. Let's move on. Scally, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, I got a few. Shout out to you guys first for having me back on. Thank you.
Let me nerd out
and talk about wrestling. I love it. Shout out to my fiance Brittany. It's her birthday this Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Girl,
happy birthday, Brittany.
Yeah, shout out.
Another one, Shaka. Shout out to Shaka.
Hey,
you know?
Shaka.
What up?
That sounds like that's a hassle shout out.
He texted me, so hey, what's up, dude?
What up, Shaka?
And then last, you know, I feel like this audience, you know, there's probably some post-grad listeners out there.
I'm sure.
People coming around. Yeah. So, you know, if you're at that point in your life where you're thinking about maybe moving out of mom and dad's house, maybe stop renting.
Gotta think eventually.
Why don't you look at
my friend Tim Kuhlman. He's a certified real estate agent.
Give him a chance
to earn your business.
Oh.
Because he's the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And if you don't believe me, well, Kuhlman invented a hammer, so.
Dude, you know what? Shout out to Tim, though, dude. That's a good dude.
I like that dude. Give him a chance.
Wait, true or false?
That I saw on Facebook that Tim had The Rock come through in his open house. Have you seen that?
Allegedly. I'm not going to say The Rock didn't go through one of his open houses, but he might have gone through one
of his open houses. I saw some Facebook pictures, and I could have swore I saw The Rock in there.
I thought he was there. So.
Yeah, I think he might.
I wasn't at the open house to say for sure, but
yeah.
But yeah, okay. You know, you're looking to buy a house, Tim Kuhlman, look him up.
I heard he serves really good food, edible appetizers.
Like he's got them all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
edible appetizers.
Yeah, you know,
I hope they all are. Yeah,
are you talking about edible arrangements?
No, I mean, what do you mean? Just
edible appetizers.
I guess that's probably slightly, a bad way to say it.
It's repetitive.
Yeah,
Jesus, I can't win with you, Griff.
The English language, you know. Fuck it.
Don't fuck it.
Jesus, man. Griff's on a roll tonight.
Go ahead, Nick.
Shout outs. I don't really have too much, man. I just want to obviously shout out to Scally for coming on. I want to shout out to Logboat Brewery, man. We've been drinking a beer while we're recording, I should say. That's in Columbia, man. We're trying to do this thing where we're spreading awareness between us, I guess. We're trying out all these new local breweries and stuff. So shout out to them. And shout out to everybody listening, man. That's all I got, really. Nothing crazy. Okay, before we get out of here, listen, check us out. Anywhere you get your podcasts, especially on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram, hit us up on iTunes, man. Let us know how we're doing. And, you know, let us know how Scally's doing. Ringside Reporter. You know what? Even if you don't like him, it don't matter. He's coming back. He's the wrestling diehard.
I'll be here.
You know, I got to say this before. You know, it just came popped in my head. I'm really afraid. I mean, not afraid. What was I about to say? I'm really sad that you didn't bring the Hulk mug.
Oh, God. I forgot about it.
We talked about it so many times.
Well, now we're doing it on Fridays.
I should have texted you. Yeah. I should have texted you.
Well, now we're doing it on Fridays. So
I could have been doing a live Hulk chug or something.
We could have read it off.
Oh, we could have read it.
When we go in May to the Met, okay. Then all of us, and then the week after I'll bring it. We'll all do one. We'll talk about it. And yeah. We're going in May, and we're going to have another one. We'll do it.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm in.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, well, we love having the wrestling. It's a different side to the pod. We love getting into just whatever, man. We love doing that stuff. So, okay. Yeah, so check us out. Rate and review, and wherever you get your podcast, we're there.
A like and a share. Give us a like and a share.
Yeah, rate and review, like and a share, whatever, man. We'll take whatever we can get, anything. Hook us up. And yeah, we hope, with that all being said, man, we hope you guys have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Doses.
See ya.